Welcome, Titans fans, to another episode of the Post Route. I'm Anthony, here joined by John and Chris.
What's up, guys?
How y'all doing today?
Doing pretty good.
How about yourself?
Pretty good. First thing we're going to jump into is the Eric Decker signing. We signed to a one-year deal 2 days ago, I believe. Sunday, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we talked about it last week, the Eric Decker. We're all for it. I mean, what it adds to our receiving core.
Oh, man.
You had some stats about him in the slot, being one of the top slot producers 2 years ago.
Yeah,
in the NFL.
He was fifth in touchdowns and – no, fifth in yards and first in touchdowns.
Yeah, out of the slot.
Out of the slot. So, I mean, he's going to be a good guy in the red zone that Mariota will look to.
And, you know, no matter where we use him, man, I think he puts a nice little bow in the receiving core. Off-season moves altogether, really.
Did you say bow or bone?
Both.
I think we played three receivers. He'll start. I mean,
we start three receivers, he's
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, so it's you know, I think he's gonna be a big. You got Corey Davis, you got him, and you got Matthews. Should be the top three receivers. And
who y'all think gets cut?
It's got to be Douglas, right?
I think so.
Trey McBride and Douglas probably.
Yeah.
You think they'll keep five though? Do you think they'll keep five receivers for like the 53 man on?
Yes, you would think. You're saying so?
Are we counting Weems as a receiver there though?
Well, I think Weems is going to be on the team just because he's a
right. So is he counting against the five receivers though? Is what I'm saying.
I mean, I guess he could. So you might be keeping six.
Yeah, it would be five or six. You wouldn't. You're not supposing that. Less than five, right?
At least five. Yeah. Even though last year on the 53 man at the beginning of the year, they only
just initially, for a period of time. I mean, I think they'll keep five, and you know the big three guys we just talked about. I feel the receivers. I mean, just compared to what we had coming in last year, this year you still got Sharp.
Oh, dude, it's complete like overhaul almost. I mean, you still got you got Matthews and Sharp, but I mean, the talent at receiver now is like, that's the best the Titans have had. Man, I don't even know. I can't even remember when.
So you got to think this is a little insurance move on Tajay Sharp. You know, we've already discussed the injury, plus he had the offseason off the field stuff.
Oh, yeah. I think he's for sure got a little.
Maybe in the doghouse a little bit.
I mean, I guess you could say so. I don't know for sure on that, but just because nothing else has came out about the whatever he did at the bar, beating
up somebody in an alley, allegedly, whatever happened there. I mean, you know, I think the guy just needs to drop it and let it go.
Yeah, so
probably what would have happened. But.
I'm just joking, but I mean, for the good of the team, you know, we're trying to make the playoffs here, take a beating, you know, that's how it goes. But and all the talking about Corey Davis, you know, in the mini camps, OTAs, everything.
Oh, yeah.
Corey Davis seems to be a buzz every time I hear it's Davis.
So. Davis, and at first, when OTA started and the beginning of minicamp, it was kind of Taylor. You didn't really hear much about Davis. And then the last couple of days, it was just like Davis this, Davis that.
You just heard more Davis. And now he's obviously, I think for all fans, everybody can't wait to see
Davis
play
excited.
Preseason, you know, which starts August 12th. And I think the first minicamp is July 30th, the first open to the public, right?
Yeah, right.
July 30th. Nobody knows, I don't think, officially date. I couldn't find the official date.
I looked all day.
But we know open to the public's the 30th. That's pretty soon.
I'd say anywhere between, you know, like mid-July to...
Yeah,
to
I think...
I don't think the first one will be...
Before the 30th.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think it might be like the 27th or something like that, and they might come out there with no pads or whatever. But, yeah, so...
That's going to be an exciting time just for everybody. The fans will be able to be there. I mean, it's going
to
be...
Yeah, I'm pumped up about being able to go and check some of these guys
out. Yeah, we're going to be at some of the training camp stuff, so...
Yeah, so check us out. We'll have our Post Route shirts on, guys.
Oh, yeah. And we'll be drenched in sweat, and it'll be 118 degrees, and good times for all. But, you know, it'll be good to see the team, of course. That'll be fun.
You brought up Davis. We'll jump into the little talk about the end of the mini camp. One thing that I saw that was pretty cool was Dodd was finally getting up to speed. Mm-hmm. He was running full speed, and he's looking to kind of make a move in training camp just to see what he's like.
Nobody trusted, though.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I mean, fans, just nobody really trusts. It's like, it's good that we're going to get to see what he has, but I think in the back of my head, I look at Dodd as like a maybe.
Yeah.
You know, but hey, that doesn't mean he can't blow up this year and come on and have a huge year. That's very possible.
He could.
He's kind of in a prove it stage right now. He's got to, you know, basically put some stuff down on the field before anybody's willing to put any stake in him.
Yeah, so yeah. We're hoping so. We're hoping he can bring some pressure off the edge. We got Arakpo and Morgan. We need third or fourth guys. That's what we need. We need depth there big time.
That's one of the things we talked about in the last podcast, actually. Mm-hmm. If you didn't check that out, go check that out. Another thing was the comfort of Kevin Byard. We talked about this also. He, according to all the coaches, he's showing a level of comfortness that he didn't have last year, obviously, because he was a rookie. But he looks like a veteran now. He's showing people where to stand, what to do. You can tell that he's been in the playbook. That's just one thing. Another thing that stood out.
Do you have anything on Byard?
Hope they turn him loose and let him ball hawk a little bit. You know, he came down and was in the box quite a bit for run support last year. You know, we've already talked at length on this podcast about, you know, his college, you know, numbers and stuff. And I just think that, you know, if he, you know, none of this stuff is what's the word I'm looking for? Y'all bail me out.
Set in stone?
Chris has been drinking a little bit. I don't think he's going to be needed at the box as much this year with Cyprian. So yeah. You got the ultimate box type safety. So you would think Byard could do his thing this year. He's got a year experience. He needs to step up. All signs are he could. But again, he just needs to be solid. I mean, yeah. I don't expect a third round pick to be an all pro. If we have solid safety play, anything solid in the secondary is going to be an upgrade this year.
Right. And one more thing about the mini camps, they canceled the last practice because they had a punt, pass, and kick competition with the coaches, the players and coaches, everybody loved it with the players. You can tell on Twitter they were all talking about it. Josh Klein hit a big kick to I think it was like a 27-yard field goal or something like that, just to get that practice canceled. Everybody was pumped up about that.
Anthony could put over an offensive lineman hitting a 27-yard field goal.
I know, but it's just cool. That it shows the team's like comfortable.
I was just gonna say you can tell we're in the dregs of summer right before football. We're getting pumped up about a punt, pass, and kick. Yeah.
It's like not 12-year-olds, but 300-pound offensive lineman.
He thought that the team has improved. He likes the way the team's going.
I would have liked to see Dick LeBeau attempt to
break 5.0 on the 40-yard dash. Yeah. And we could end it right there. It might end it for him right there, too. But, so I was going to talk about this real quick, though, before we keep going. We got a lot of good reviews. The fans really been, you know, the listeners, I should say fans, really been doing, helping us out with reviews. We really appreciate that. The subscriptions have been going up. You know, we just did this for fun and, you know, just Titan fans get ready for the season. And we really appreciate everybody giving their reviews. You know, more reviews is always better.
Right.
But people have really been giving us reviews, getting the fan questions out there. So we really appreciate it.
Yeah, we got two fan questions this week. Listening. Yeah, we got two fan questions this week. But like he said, just if you got time, just take your time and do a review on iTunes.
It takes like 30 awesome. Seconds.
Just helps us out, you know. Because, you know, to put it bluntly, we do this for fun, but we're wanting to be the most reviewed Titan podcast on iTunes, you know. Yeah. I mean, that's just a goal. We're not getting money out of it, but it just, you know, because we're trying to get out there. We're ready to go football season. You know, that's all we talk about. That's all we're ready to go.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome. So that'll take us into our first fan question. Will K from the University of Oregon sent in, "Hey guys, I caught episode 8 last week and I really liked it. Keep up the good work. I thought I'd ignite a debate for next week's show. If you could go into 2017 with Marcus Mariota, Steve McNair, Warren Moon in their prime, like they stepped out of a time machine, who would you take and why?"
Well, what's his name again?
Will K.
Will K. So we don't know how to pronounce his last name, so we're saying
I think it's Keeve.
It's Keeve. We don't want to offend anybody and mispronounce their name. But who would you take out of all three, Chris?
Man. Because
Anthony's too young. He's only seen Mariota. Yeah.
Well, I've seen Steven.
I know. I'm just kidding. Yeah.
I would pass on Mariota just because he's, you know, kind of unproven.
He hadn't hit his prime yet, I think.
Even though Will's probably an Oregon fan, he's probably a Mariota fan.
Yeah.
And Mariota, I always say Mariota for some reason, Mariota could be the best possibly, but at this point, he's not really a factor in the debate, really. Moon made 9 Pro Bowls. I mean, McNair made 3 and won a co-MVP. So Mariota's just not to that level at this point.
Right.
It's really between Monk and Mariota.
He can get there, Monk.
I said Monk.
Art Monk.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I don't know why I said Monk.
No,
yeah. Yeah, Moon and McNair are the two guys.
Right.
You know, so.
I mean.
I'd probably give the nod to Moon just because he's the Hall of Famer, but I feel like that's kind of, bowing out almost.
Could you say Steve could be a Hall of Famer too?
It's tight, though, because Moon threw a lot of interceptions. I mean, he led the league in interceptions twice in his career. Their quarterback rating, 81 and 83. McNair's got 2 points over him there. McNair made a Super Bowl. But Moon made 9 Pro Bowls.
But for a stretch of about 5 or 6 years, man, he led one of the one of the NFL's best offenses like ever.
Yeah, they ran the run and shoot. The run and shoot. Yep. You had coaches punching each other in the sidelines.
Well, he had 4 or 5 wide receivers getting 60 to 75 catches a year.
Yeah, I know. Like I said, as a pure passer, even though their quarterback ratings are similar, the game's changed a little bit more passing. I think Moon's probably a better pure passer. McNair's a clearly better runner, throws less interceptions.
Man, he's a competitor. That's
led to the Super Bowl. I would take McNair, to be honest.
I think I would also.
I would take McNair.
It's tight. I never saw it's Moon play. Tight.
I saw Moon. You know, I'm the old guy. Yeah. I saw Moon blow that 35-3 halftime lead against the Buffalo Bills, you know. So,
you know, even with McNair, his early numbers kind of bogged down his, like, career percentage also. Yeah. You know, he wasn't the passer that he was later in his career early on.
At their peak, I would take McNair. He won a co-MVP, like I said, made a Super Bowl. You know,
we just
McNair.
Didn't pass the ball much when he was there.
Right.
I think his highest yard total was like 3,400 yards.
Yep, I agree. I mean, Moon threw it all over the place, but I just don't know.
But you say his efficiency, 91 touchdowns, 62 interceptions. I mean, 90 – what am I talking about? 91 wins and 62 losses. You know, Warren Moon, I think, barely broke even.
Yeah, and like I said, Moon was a huge interception thrower. I mean, as good a passer as he was, I mean, like, he had, you know, I think he had 4 or 5 years where he had as many interceptions as touchdowns.
Yeah.
4, I think, where he had more interceptions than touchdowns. So it's close. Moon, most people probably say Moon. I tend to think McNair, personally.
I like McNair, too. But like I said, I never saw Moon play, but I've always, just watching Steve McNair play, you saw his leadership, you saw how he... I mean, he just rallied the team always. He was always hurt the whole week and come out Sunday limping and like lead a drive down the field, like throw a game-winning touchdown. Run.
Like a Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, like dive over the goal line, doing a somersault.
Yeah, he won an MVP, made a Super Bowl.
Yeah, he's
at the peak of his career. I just feel like Moon never did either one of those.
And once again, we're not sitting here knocking Mariota at all. It's just that he hasn't reached where his prime yet.
He's
young
quarterback.
So, I mean,
he's better than McNair was at this point in both of their careers.
Right.
I mean, there's no doubt about that. But it's just, he just hadn't been around long enough. He could easily get there, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, anything else on that one, Chris?
No.
No.
The next question, we got it from his Twitter handle is @BMO54. He's a guy, he does a little Titans blog on WordPress.
Titans Football Daily.
And just go check his out. His question was, how do we compare Corey Davis, and Taywan Taylor to other successful small school receivers?
Well, they haven't played yet, so that's like a problem, you know, to compare them. The one thing I will say, when it comes to small school receivers, nobody did it at the Division I level. It's still a small school, better than Davis.
Right.
Davis dominated as much as you could dominate. So, in that sense...
And Taylor was actually like 7th or something on the all-time list.
So numbers tell you they compare favorably, but of course we don't know because we haven't seen them play. It's
college,
a hard question.
The college career is a whole lot different than the pro career because see Tim Tebow.
I was about to say Tebow, Vince Young, he was an immaculate college player. You see guys that just don't transition well to the NFL all the time.
But when it comes to yards, nobody had more than Corey Davis.
Yeah,
that's a good sign, you know.
They could break out. I mean, it's not saying that they can't, but you just don't know yet. They haven't even took one snap in preseason yet. So comparing them to guys like great small school receivers,
Jerry Rice
or T.O. or Randy Moss, you know, that you can't really compare them yet.
Yeah, so it's just a tough one.
Yeah, that's a tough question to answer at this point in their career.
So let's get to what the main thing we came here to talk about, unless you got another fan question.
I don't,
the two we chose, right?
We had two, yeah, right. The meat of our podcast today is we're going to talk about how our division, the AFC South, is trending, basically. How each team's going, moving forward, what they're like. And we'll start it off with the Colts.
Before we do that, though, one thing about the trend, you come in this year, and your expectations for the first time really in a long time are legitimate. Titans can make the playoffs this year.
Yeah.
The easiest straightforward way to make the playoffs is win a division that's not overly strong in the last few years. So that's why you look at the division. The goal to me as a fan, I don't know about you two, is to win a division.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So seeing how the teams – I really wanted to look at the teams and see how they have done the last few years, where they're headed, what new acquisitions they made, and what we really thought when you really break down and got inside the numbers and everything, where we thought the Titans were headed.
Well, also overall – just the overall consensus of the AFC South is I don't think that people on like NFL Network are saying that we're the worst division in football anymore.
No, not
the Colts are, I mean, they are what they are. The Jaguars, you know, they struggle a little bit. And then the Texans, they're kind of average almost. So we're not the worst in the worst division in football anymore.
We're not
like,
a strong, like people.
We're still the butt of plenty of jokes.
Yeah. We're not a strong division. Titans got what it takes to win the division this year.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the goal. So, I mean, you want to start with Houston because they won the division last year?
We can start with Houston, yeah.
I mean, I was just thinking if you start with the team that won the division last year, right?
Yeah, that's
fine.
Yeah, we can start with
I mean, Houston, they've – I mean, Houston's got it done with a – strong defense and weak offense with weak quarterback play, and they find a way every year to win the dang division. It's like
somehow
they're rolling these quarterbacks out there off the street, it seems like.
Oh, yeah.
Even though I know they gave Oswald a lot of money, then put him right back on the street, you know, once they saw him play a lot. But, I mean, they have the number one defense, the 29th total offense. That's the way it's been for Houston. And this year they got Savage, and to me it looks like a very similar Houston team.
Yeah, they get J.J. Watt back on that number one defense last year, too. I mean,
they're losing some guys, too, though.
Yeah.
They lost Boye and
John Simon, who's going to the Colts. We'll talk about them later. Yeah. And then Quentin Dentz also.
Yeah,
I mean, Boye, though, the third best cornerback by Pro Football Focus, is like, that's a loss. You just can't easily,
sure,
you know, replace that. But like you say, they get Watt back. So I kind of looked at that as like, Watt's, when healthy, is the best defensive player in the league. In my opinion, I don't know what y'all think. Watt's the most dominant. I mean, Watt's just unbelievable.
You got Watt on one side, Clowney on the other.
Yeah,
man.
They drafted Cunningham also.
Yeah,
Zach Cunningham.
Yeah, linebacker. But Cunningham, I mean, Clowney's good. But Watt is just
transcendent
defensive machine that, I mean, I just can't believe they put a lot of attention on him. He still gets, you know, pressures and sacks every game, bad at balls. Watt is you worry a little bit about his health as he, you know, as he's aged and you start having back surgeries and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You just got to worry a little bit. But to me, Houston, 9-7, 3 years in a row.
I mean, the definition of average.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
but they're winning the division.
I'd say a tad above average. They're making the playoffs.
Yeah.
I see them sort of on an even keel trend-wise. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't really see them getting a lot worse, but a lot better. They could take a step back, though.
Some of that, they could, but I think
it'll
some of it's going to
depend
on quarterback play, I think.
If Savage is any good, or if Deshaun Watson ends up showing that he can translate to the NFL, and, you know, they gave up a lot to get him, I can see him taking a little bit of a step forward.
I don't, personally, but I think, just my opinion, I think Savage – will be mediocre at best. They'll go with Watson at some point. He's a rookie. He'll be mediocre at best. I mean, look where he's picked. There's a reason he wasn't picked as high. I'm not saying he can't be really good. It's just normally, and I know people say Dak Prescott, guys like that, I see the Texans getting very mediocre quarterback play again, having a killer defense again.
Yeah.
They got one big receiver, and, you know, that's – I see the Texans been a very similar team they've been the last few years.
Will Fuller came on at the end of the year last year for them. So I mean, they – like Chris was saying, if Savage can play, I kind of agree with him on this. If they could get all right quarterback play, they could be a team.
Yeah, they don't have to have great quarterback play.
Right.
We're talking like last year, worst quarterback in the league on their team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If they just get somebody who's average, just takes care of the football.
Because their running game.
Just a little bit.
Their running game was eighth in the league, so it's not like they're just like garbage against the run.
Yeah, and Lamar Miller's good. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I expect them to be around 500, maybe a game over. I could see them being 8-9-7.
So 9-7 again.
That's why
four
I said,
years in a row.
That's what, well, just that ballpark, you know, around the 500 ballpark. I just see them as leveling. They're like a little step that we just need to step over to get to the top of the division. Really, I mean, they're not. It's not like we have the Patriots in our division or something. We got a team that we just got to step over. You know, that's how I look at it.
Right, and we should have beaten them twice last year anyway. We had that. We were down 17-3 at the beginning of the game in the first one. Came back. And we gave up a punt return.
I can't say should have beat them, though. You just said we were down 17-3.
I know, but we came back and had a chance.
We could have possibly, we were competitive, let's say. Yeah. I don't know about should have beat us. I mean, we just didn't win those games, you know, at the end of the day. But we just have to step over them. We have to step up and go over Houston because I think they're going to be in that solid range in the way again. Just got to.
They did. We talked about it just a while ago. They did lose Boye, but they also, Kevin Johnson, their number one corner, there's a reason Boye was as good as he was last year. He stepped up. And he played really good, but Kevin Johnson was their number one corner for a reason. He's coming back from an injury. You don't know how he's going to be, but he could replace Boye and be just as good, even better. So that's another thing about
that. So what do y'all – do y'all think Houston step forward or you think around the same? Y'all both think step forward, right?
I could see a 10-6 season.
I could, yeah, I could also. I could see
probably – I guess we're not way many games off. Well, I mean, game not, or two, yeah. And,
9-7, 10-6. I mean, that could be the difference in playoff team there.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, that's right. If we win one more game last year, we were in the playoffs at 10-6, and we were 9-7 last year.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it's. I mean, you could do that. I think I have them even keel, probably maybe a little step forward, but I don't think they're going to come out and go 12-4.
No.
Oh, I would be shocked.
Just saying, just because you say that, maybe take a step forward doesn't necessarily mean record wise. Just on the field.
I just think if you go with Watson at some point, I don't know, unless he really hits a stride instantly, it just feels like the team knows, like we're going with the rookie. I don't know. I could see Houston, I actually could see Houston taking a step backwards, but I think even. We'll just see how it goes.
I think eventually we're going to see Watson at some point this season.
That's why they drafted him first round.
They gave a lot up for him.
Yeah, it's like saying they don't think Savage is that good, personally. I mean, I know they're saying that, and that's what they're saying to everybody. But we'll see on Houston, you know.
And they're kind of playing the politically correct card, too, because all their players are saying the same thing.
They said it about Osweiler,
100% behind Savage, and it's just...
Right, I mean, hear them tell it, Osweiler was going to, like, really break out and take it over, and he was terrible, you know, from... The whole year.
So they're not going to go into the season bashing their quarterback.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Deshaun Watson, he's actually struggled a little bit in minigame. He hadn't been the best. I read up a little bit. I didn't go too deep. They said he's the only quarterback that's thrown an interception throughout their whole minicamp. That could be just because he's a rookie, obviously. But it's not like he's just out there just lighting it up. So I think it'll depend on that. The next team we can talk about, we'll go with the Colts because they're the next in line.
Oh, yeah.
And they got Andrew Luck. So they're
the arch nemesis Colts.
Yeah. We can't beat them. We've never beat Luck. The Titans have never beaten an Andrew Luck-led Indianapolis Colts team.
Yep. They were 11-5, 8-8, and 8-8 the last 3 years.
Are we going to toast for an injury or something?
No, I can't toast for an injury. But I just – they were 8-8 the last 2 years. They struggle. I mean, they're good offensively. They're not dominant offensively with Luck being 10th in the league.
10th, yeah.
Their defense is just terrible. Terrible.
Really bad.
But they focused on that this offseason. I mean, that's where their draft picks were. They signed some guys. I mean, their linebacking core is completely, like, redone.
Yeah. Six of their eight.
Oh, I think they'll probably improve on defense. It's just hard to go from where they were to strong. You know, I mean, they might improve a little bit. Yeah. I won't say this about every team, but I kind of look at them and Houston as similar. I think they'll be 9-7, 8-8, one of those like mediocre, solid teams. I don't see the Colts just tearing it up unless Luck takes it to that next step that everybody's hyped him since he came in the league.
They had a horrible offensive line last year, too. 25th in the league. They had injuries, but even at the beginning of the year, they weren't very good.
Hey, they signed Swanky, though.
They did sign Swing.
Luck's coming off that shoulder. He's not even, you know, he's just starting to throw.
Yeah,
right?
He's not even ready for that. He's not even going to be to start training camp. It'll be Scott Tolzien.
Yeah, and Luck could easily with that line and coming off an injury year could easily get hurt and they could be a disaster.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that wouldn't shock me. I'm not saying I expect it, but it wouldn't shock me if Luck misses some games. When he misses a game, they're in big trouble. They don't have a defense. They lose Luck. They don't have a strong defense proven. I mean, of course, all teams can improve. We can't predict exactly what they're going
to do. They're the worst front seven. Ranked by Pro Football Focus last year.
In the whole league, the worst.
So you just don't know what they're going to be defensively. I mean, they like I said, they've basically rebuilt most of their defense. And a lot of times you see, you know, a team goes out there like Jacksonville and throw a bunch of guys together and it doesn't work out.
Exactly. Like, I don't expect the Colts to be overly strong defensively. I really don't. Yeah. I mean, they'll be probably better, but, you know, it's still going to – they're going to ride Luck a lot, and Luck's going to be a lot of pressure, and he's probably going to hit a lot like he did last year. I mean, I think they're going to be around a .500, maybe a little better. just kind of the way I feel about Houston. I think they're trending sort of even.
The defense, they address the defense in the draft, like you said, Chris, but their first pick, Malik Hooker, hasn't participated in any offseason work. He had a torn labrum and a sports hernia.
That's why I was a little worried about us going after him.
Yeah, I know Anthony was really worried about injuries with Hooker.
Yeah, he might be ready for camp. They don't know. They did get Quincy Wilson, was a guy I liked from Florida.
Cornerback, yeah.
He was a solid corner. So they addressed their secondary hard, which was ranked 31st by Pro Football.
I was thinking about Lattimore, by the way, the guy you were really worried about injuries.
I was worried about Hooker too.
Hooker, the safety, yeah. But I was thinking Lattimore.
But Lattimore, I was real.
Majorly, because he was on 1 year starter. But yeah, so we'll see. I mean, what do y'all think about the Colts?
I kind of feel the same way. I could even see them maybe even doing a 7-9 season. You know, kind of maybe even being the worst team in the division.
I see the Colts in Houston as being like from 7-9, 9-7 personally. Both those in that average range. Like average teams, beatable, but not bad. You know, solid
teams.
We
have to beat the Colts this year.
Yes, they're just steps to get over. Again, we don't have a juggernaut. You know, I can't wait for those games to happen. As they happen tomorrow.
And the Colts game is on a Monday Night Football. I can't wait to play those teams. It's going to be awesome. They did sign a bunch of former Titans, like Chris said. Al Woods, and he's already like talking trash on Twitter.
Swinky.
I think there was another
Sean
one.
Sean Spence.
Yeah, Sean Spence. He's a special teams guy, but
those are some high quality star players you just named.
Al Woods wasn't bad for us last year.
No, he wasn't bad. It's not like, you know, I think we decided to upgrade that position in our opinion. Obviously, we paid him more money than we were willing to pay Al Woods.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's but we'll see. You know, the proof will be the games.
Yeah.
Plus, they've got a 99-year-old man running them off.
They do. They tried to sign Christian Michael. He played, I think, for the Seahawks last year at some point, to spell Frank Gore, and then he's out. They had to put him on IR.
You got to think Frank Gore's eventually going to, you know, the legs are going to fall off.
They have nobody of, you know, substance really at running back that grabs you at all.
Trent Richardson again.
If Frank Gore just falls off this year, who are they going to put back there?
Yeah, they got Andrew Luck and they got T.Y. Hilton. The way I look at their offense, what do y'all think? I mean,
I like Dante Moncrief also.
He's solid. He got hurt last year, but he's a solid player. But they go to Hilton a lot, though. They really just over and over. I mean, you know.
He was basically at all receivers last year, I think.
Yeah, he did. Jack Doyle was pretty good for him, too. He's a guy that used to be on the Titans when we cut him, and he like took the place of that guy's name?
Dwayne Allen.
He got hurt, and dude, Jack Doyle, if you look at his numbers, he lit it up. I don't have him right in front of me, but man, he had a pretty good year.
It'll all be on luck, though. It's still my gut feeling.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, sure.
A lot of pressure on that quarterback.
Doyle had 59 catches for 584, five touchdowns. And that was not the whole season.
I think it was like the last 8
What did Hilton end up with, though?
T.Y. had 91 catches for 1,448 yards.
Good. No, I mean, that's what I'm saying. They just fed him.
I'm pretty sure 40 of them catches came against the Titans, though.
Yeah.
I mean, every time against us.
When you put Parrish Cox, you know, out there on the outside, we're gonna have a little different thing for the Colts, I think, this year.
Yeah. That I think personally, throughout all three teams in the division, the Colts are the team that I think we have to beat this year. Like even if it came down to like losing one to Jacksonville, one to Houston, I feel like if we want to take the step forward, we're gonna have to beat the Colts that first.
Can't get swept, you're saying?
Yeah.
Can't get swept again. It's just over and over and over. Like you said, it's tiring.
I feel best about our chances out of any team in the division against the Colts, and that's including the Jaguars.
I mean, I think they're very vulnerable everywhere, but they have a quarterback. Our secondary was so bad last year. That's what you worry about. But our secondary's been revamped, so if our secondary can play up to what you think the improvements that we've made, I don't disagree with you. We can score on the Colts.
We can score.
I think our offense is getting better. Their defense are probably a little better, but I think we can score on them. They're vulnerable to be lit up.
They're going to have five or six new starters in their front seven, and they didn't really do, besides drafting Wilson and Hooker, they got a bunch of the same guys. They got Vontae Davis out there, and he didn't have a great year last year. I don't have his
was
exact.
Was he injured?
He was injured a little bit, I think, but I don't think it was anything major. But everybody's saying it was just like a really down year for him. He wasn't
God,
up
know,
to
like
his
2 years ago. He was a shutdown
player. Oh, he was. Yeah, he was. He was a shutdown guy. But I mean,
that creaking is Kuzma's old lady wheelchair.
Yeah, I got this chair, man. It is creaking some.
Rocking chair.
I'm broken down, old man. Let it go, Chris. Okay, but, I mean, the Colts, we got to get by, like you said, at least one from the Colts. And, you know, what about Jacksonville? What do y'all think about Jacksonville?
Man, they're the paper champions, like Chris has mentioned in a previous podcast.
Well, they win the press conference 2 years in a row, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And they...
God, they look so good on paper.
They do, man. They have they got Boye. They got Calais Campbell. They signed Malik Jackson last year.
They got some guy at running back that's pretty good. They
Fournette, yeah.
He's okay, I guess.
No, but then they also got Blake Bortles. But
but Bortles had a solid season, not last year, but the year before that.
Yeah, but how many years has he been in the league now? Five?
Is it five already?
Is it four?
I think it's four.
Okay, and he's had one solid season, but it definitely wasn't last year. I see what you're saying. I mean,
they lit us up.
Yeah, I know. You're right. They went 3-13, 5-11, and 3-13 the last 2 years. Their defense on paper, they have a lot of guys. I mean,
look at
their second. They bring Church in, who's the 11th best safety by Pro Football Focus.
Boye.
Campbell, who's the second best defensive end or second best at his position, and Boye, who's the third best cornerback. They already got the guy from Florida State. Yeah, I mean, Ramsey blanked on his name, but
Malik Jackson.
They got killer linebackers. They got Malik Jackson. Their defense already was pretty good. They were sixth in the league in total defense. And all those guys, they should be strong on defense. They still got Blake Bortles. I still don't respect their offense a lot, but I mean,
their offense is a question.
Bortles has a good year, they could be a surprise team, honestly.
And you could see Bortles, I think, stepping up a little bit because
they got some talented receivers.
I mean, they got Allen Robinson and Allen Hurns,
and then they drafted the guy from Oklahoma,
Dede Westbrook.
Yeah,
he's the guy that had problems, wasn't it? And that's why
he had some problems. And then he's also got an undisclosed injury right now. They hadn't said anything about what's wrong with him. Actually, he's just missed the last OTAs, the last eight of them. So he's out right now. I don't know, what's going on with him. They're not, telling anything about it.
But, man, the reason I can see Bortles going is, like you said, Fournette. He's just
Oh, it's great.
It's almost he's an instant offense.
I told you I told Anthony, Fournette makes so much sense for Jacksonville, but he thought, they signed, was it Ivory last year?
They signed Ivory, yeah, for a pretty solid deal.
Yeah, but Ivory's Ivory. I mean, Fournette has a chance to be an Adrian Peterson-ish guy.
Who's their other guy, the Alabama?
T.J. Yeldon.
T.J. Yeldon.
Yeah, but Fournette's the guy that
right.
hopefully can change it for Bortles. And just you can protect Bortles, because Bortles has shown he kind of needs to be protected. But at the end of the day, I don't buy Bortles. So they're always going to have to protect Bortles and try to and play defense. But if you look at it, run and play defense, they should be able to do that. I mean, they should be able to run the ball some, at least. I'm not sure their offensive line, their offense didn't really do much. Anthony might know exactly on their offensive line, but did they make any changes?
They did. They traded with the, I think it was the Dolphins, to get Brandon Albert, which he's one of the best tackles in the league. And he's going to start for him. He's holding out, I think, though. I think they traded him, and now he's holding out. I can't remember exactly what it was. His contract, obviously, is why he's holding out. But going back to the running game, they didn't have anybody over 470 yards last year at all.
That's going to change.
That's what I'm saying. So that's why I think that he could improve, that Bortles can improve with a running game.
I've seen a lot of projected depth charts, which they don't mean squat right now anyway. But
no. Did you get it from the same one that you got Harry Douglas as a starting receiver for? If you did, we'll move on to the next thing.
No, the Jags, to me, clearly. Okay, what are you saying?
Yeah, y'all just going to cut me off there?
No, I didn't know. I didn't know where you were going.
Well, what I was
you didn't
say,
state your website.
They have Ivory down as a starter right now. Y'all think he's going to start over? No.
Chris,
no.
Of course he's not going to start. They might throw him out there for that first game and he get three carries, and everybody be why is Fournette not playing? And it's going to be Fournette to protect Bortles, right? I mean, and they're going to play defense, and they're going. If I was Jacksonville, that's how I would play it. Don't come out and try to be Aaron Rodgers. Just play defense, run the ball. So I mean, that's what I think. I think there's no question. I think we all agree they're on the way up, right?
Yeah, sure. I think so too. I don't think there's any way that they're not.
Yeah, I don't know if they're ready for the playoffs, though. They could be a dark horse team. They really could be. I mean, they got talent.
What you say that, but last year they were saying the same thing about them. So it's they're one of the biggest question marks, I think, in the division. Well, I mean, along with us, we don't know how great we're going to be yet. I mean, we're projected to be pretty good. But if you look at the Jacksonville team, man, they're they're stacked on defense. It's almost
ridiculous. Yeah, when you compare their defense to our defense, I think we've made improvements, but you see they're more talented on defense. But look at offensively, though. We got a quarterback that I trust way more than Blake Bortles. So.
Oh, easily.
I mean, that's,
yeah.
that's – and receivers, like we talked about with Decker and everything, I like them there. Look at the offensive line. Mm-hmm. You know, so, I mean, I think they're on their way up, but I don't think they're going to win the division, you know. Because my personal opinion, and I think the Titans are going to win the division.
Yeah, I mean,
absolutely.
I'm not even saying that as like a biased fan.
No, I believe it's going to happen, you know. And I am a fan, but I believe it's going to happen. And Anthony always says I'm negative. The Titans are going to win the division this year.
Yeah, yeah.
If they don't start getting injuries, I think they're the best team. On paper, you look at what they added. I'm not saying the Titans are going to make the Super Bowl or anything, but I think they're the favorite in the division.
Could you see Jacksonville challenging Houston? For a sec, like,
it's possible. It's possible. See, like I said, I don't think as much quite as much of Houston as y'all do, but I think – you know, any of those teams could be battling, but I think we're the best team, though. I mean, at the end of the day, I think we're the team. What do y'all think?
No, I agree.
I agree with that totally. There's no reason we shouldn't. I think if we don't win the division, it's kind of going to be, for most fans, I think, going to be kind of a letdown.
Absolutely. So
it's going to be a coaching chopping block, I mean, if we don't win.
I think it's possible. Unless a team really broke out and we made like a wild card,
had an injury.
Yeah,
if Mariota
goes down, it's just like, I got to keep saying Mariota. Yeah, if Mariota goes down, anybody could go out. You know what I mean?
If you guys had to rate the teams in an order, how would you rate them? You say the Titans are number one. We all three agree with that. How would you put these three teams, the other three teams, like how are they going to finish? Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
God, that's tough.
What do you think?
I got to put Jacksonville, even though I'm saying the good stuff about Jacksonville, I got to put them at the end. This is where they've been, you know, 3-13 last year. Still with Blake Bortles. God, what would I put it? I'd put Titans 1. What do y'all think? I mean,
I would probably go Titans, Houston, Jacksonville, Indy.
Ooh, Chris, saying the Jackson. Man, I would kind of like to see that.
Indy to drop
back like that would be nice. Yeah, man, that's anyone out of line. I'll say Titans, Houston, Indy, Jacksonville. I know that sounds kind of boring. I can't put Jacksonville ahead of Houston yet, but I think, you know, it could happen.
I personally think Titans, Indy, Houston, Jacksonville.
Houston, Indy, Jacksonville.
I mean, that's just how I think that each team is trending.
So, yeah, I mean, that all makes sense, though. So,
do you think that Indy's not going to be good?
I mean, I just don't like their defense at all. And their one luck injury, you know, he's already started the season hurt.
Oh, he could easily fall apart.
There's no doubt.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'm not really predicting that to happen, but I can see it happening.
I have Indianapolis just like, I guess it's because I've been a Titans fan for so long. They're just like always in my head, like
back to Peyton Manning days.
Yeah, it's just like it's a mental block, I guess, as a fan and as a Titan. Like you just every time Indy comes to town, it's just like man, it's
because it feels like Houston's been winning the division by default almost. I mean, not to discredit them, but it's just like you know what I mean. Houston. I don't know. The division's a lot very average teams to me. I think it's average teams. I would love to see Indy fall apart.
It used to be, though, the division, it used to be kind of like below average teams to me.
Yes.
I mean, so it's like I think the trend of the whole division is upward.
Oh, I agree. Totally. Yeah. Because I had two teams on the way up and two teams holding steady. That tells you right there. I mean, yeah, the 2-9-7 teams, 8-8. So, I mean, if Jacksonville steps it up, it wouldn't shock me if a lot of the teams are around 500 and one team's a game or two out ahead. So, I mean, I think the division's on the way up, yeah.
Yeah, it could be – it's going to be a fun year for sure. And we're also playing – I know this doesn't have to do with the division. We're playing the old division, too. We're playing, like, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, what was AFC Central.
Yep.
That's kind of fun.
And Baltimore.
We're playing Baltimore. We'll play all the – I think it was AFC Central. Play all them teams. And it's just like rivalry after rivalry. To me, at least, that's how I see it. With like Cincinnati and Baltimore, like I hate them too.
I'm not sure those are powerhouse teams though. When you look at Cleveland's brutal, right? Cincinnati's okay.
They're all right.
Baltimore had a rough year, right?
Yeah, Flacco was hurt.
Baltimore and Pittsburgh. You know they're gonna be strong.
Yeah,
I look forward to the Pittsburgh game.
Yeah, but it's just like it's almost like you see like Baltimore on the schedule, and you just know that game's gonna be like. a nasty game. It's just always...
Yeah, traditionally it has been. So much changes, though. We still have the in our heads of, like, Ray Lewis coming out and just ripping the ball from Eddie George
in
the end zone.
Taking his lunch money.
Yeah, just them blitzing, and we can never run the ball against them. Yeah. It's just, when you look at the Titans this year, I believe, on offense, we're going to be the bully. And that's something that has changed. We're going to be the team that people were pushing people around the offensive line. I think we have the firepower to be the bully, which really has me excited because I used to feel at times years ago we were kind of the bully.
Oh yeah, yeah. That like early 2000s for sure.
Oh yeah, and we're gonna. I'm super excited about the offensive line. Like I said, offensively, I'm really excited. The Decker, like Chris said, was a bone on the wide receiving core, and so it's just I'm excited about offense. Just let's see what defense looks like, you know.
Yeah, the defense is going to be the big thing to watch, I think, in preseason and stuff, just to see how everybody's going to develop, how Cyprian's going to fit in, how Adore Jackson's going to be, if Byard's going to take that step up.
Yep, and training camp, and like Anthony said though earlier, we're going to be there, one, two, or three of us at some of the training camp. I mean, you should come up and talk to us if you see us with the shirts. You know,
yeah,
if
any
of you are listening. We're going to be covering the Titans week after week, you know, and as the season gets going, it's going to get more and more intense. Right now, we're just kind of preparing for the season, but when the season starts, we're going to be doing podcasts right after the game, so it might be a little emotion.
You know,
we might be firing a coach 1 week.
Might have to earn that explicit tag on iTunes.
You know, we might be firing a coach 1 week, and then the next week giving coaches an extension. So, but it's going to be, you know, it's going to be intense football. It's a great time of the year to ignore your family and, you know, watch all the football games, you know. Who doesn't love that?
Yeah, that's the best time of the year, guys.
Of course, I'm kidding, but, you know, I'm pumped. What about you, Chris?
Oh, man, I'm ready to go.
Yep.
I've been ready to go since the draft, man.
I'm
it's
always,
just like,
yeah, football, gosh, look forward to it. Yeah, it's going to be.
It's just like, I'm just ready.
Yep.
It's going to be great. That's going to wrap it up for us today. We'll say one more thing about reviews. 30 seconds. Just look on there, hit the review button, write a little review, put your name on there, give us a shout out.
Because if half the subscribers did a review, we would be by far the number one podcast.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
It's just like, it doesn't mean we're better than anybody. It's not a competitive thing that we're better. We just, our goal is to get the more reviews, and we hope we can get it up if people like what we're doing. If you don't, you know, you can...
Well, getting the reviews will push us up in the iTunes rankings. And that, you know, when somebody searches Tennessee Titans, they're going to see, here's the best podcast.
Yeah, it also pushes the Titans up the ranking in a way, because people talk about Titans. You see other teams with their podcasts. Like, I see the Golden State Warriors have a podcast.
They
gave them 0 stars. but, you know, so other teams have a podcast, so it'll be good to see what we can do.
Yeah, I totally agree. Next week, we're going to do kind of a throwback episode. We'll talk about how...
Right up my alley.
Yeah, we'll talk about how some similarities between this team and the 99. We'll go into that, talk about some favorite moments and stuff like that.
Eldon Campbell ran the football. Kuzma was there.
Eldon Campbell, wasn't he a center for the Lakers?
Earl Campbell.
Yeah, Earl Campbell. He said Eldon Campbell.
Real nice.
Man, yeah, there you go, Chris.
yeah, we'll dive into some of that, though. I'm going to tweet out some questions and things like that about, and we'll get you guys' take on some old games, some old favorite players, anything like that.
Compare the team also. We're going to talk about a little bit how it compares to the Super Bowl team. There's a lot of similarities to Titans and the Super Bowl. I mean, of course, we're not predicting Super Bowl, but there's some similarities I see out there for those two teams.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But,
if they, you know, went to the Super Bowl.
Oh, it'd be great.
Oh, great. We'll... Hey, the Falcons went to the Super Bowl the year before the Titans went.
Where's the Super Bowl this year, by the way?
They did.
That's what I'm saying.
Where's the Super Bowl this year?
Is it Atlanta?
You said last week the questions. You can't just ask a question when we don't know.
Well, Atlanta's
answer.
Got the new stadium. Did they get the Super Bowl the first year?
No,
I think
for some reason I'm thinking it's Tampa.
Is it Tampa? Okay.
I don't know. I don't know for sure. So if somebody knows.
God, it seems like Tampa gets one every year, though.
I know they do. But yeah, that just reviews and follow us on Twitter. At the Post Route 17, you can like us on Facebook. Just search the Post Route. We'll pop up. You'll see our logo out there. But yeah, just...
We're giving you a direct order to do reviews.
Right
now, do the review. Don't wait till later because everybody's just, I'll do it later. But again, we appreciate all the reviews we've got.
Oh, yeah.
Check out our website.
Yeah, the website.
Yeah, check out the website.
Thepostroute.squarespace.com.
Yeah, just check that out. So until next week, boys.
Put the flags up.
And then move them trash cans. Tighten up.